That reading that we just heard from the Gospel of Mark is really two stories sort of sandwiched together. Biblical scholars have a fancy term for this. They call it an intercalation. You can impress everybody with that one. And it's a technique for bringing a couple stories together so that they interpret and inform one another. There are two stories here, but they're meant to be heard together. At the center of these stories are two characters who come to Jesus in need of healing. There's Jairus, and there's the woman who touches his clothes in the crowd. So to get into this reading just a little bit, I want to invite you to turn to a person or two next to you and talk about this question just for a moment. How are these two characters different from one another? I'll give you a hint. There are a lot of answers. So I think you get the idea that these are very different people with quite different situations who come to Jesus here. These characters are practically opposites. Their disparities in terms of their privilege and their power and their status in society could sort of hardly be greater. And I'm sure that Mark wants us to see that these are two very different characters who come to Jesus in need of healing. But I also think there might be an important similarity that Mark wants us to see as well. And it's that for both of these characters, faith actually overcomes fear. And I want to talk about that a little more. We'll start with the woman, the unnamed woman. We've already spoken in everything you all shared about her vulnerability in this society, about how her status and her medical condition leave her very much on the outside of things and with few options now for her healing. We understand she spent all her money on these doctors who've made her condition no better. So then this traveling healer is passing through and she hears this. The rumors have been circulating that he's done some amazing things, and she's tried everything these other doctors can think of, and nothing has worked. And I think she would have every reason to believe he might be the same kind of healer. Why should she trust this one anymore? And yet something in her says she shouldn't just dismiss him. She can't just sort of call Jesus' office and make an appointment, and she can't just march to the front of the crowd like Jairus does and ask for healing. So you've all seen what she does instead. She sort of sneaks close in the crowd under the cover of all these other people who are around, and she reaches out a hand and touches his clothes, believing that that will make a difference, and believing that will make her well. And I just want to pause and be sure we see how brave this is, what she does here. She had every reason to fear coming near these crowds who were around Jesus. What if she were noticed in that very public place? What if she were called out and told to kind of stay back and away from this VIP passing through? What if she were shamed in front of everybody? There was a whole lot that she could be afraid of, but faith overcame that fear for her, and she came close to Jesus. And the very thing that she hoped for does happen here, of course. She feels herself healed when she touches Jesus' clothing. But at just the same time, the very thing she would have been afraid of, I think, also happens. You heard this in the way Sarah read it, that as soon as Jesus feels this touch and something happening, he sort of wheels around and says, "Who touched me?" And I have to imagine there was a whole lot of fear for her in that moment as well, right? She's just been found out. She's been noticed. Maybe she's used up all of the healing power Jesus has. People might have thought of healing kind of that way in this time. And everybody thought Jesus was going to go use that healing power for the daughter of the very prominent synagogue leader. So she could have been in further trouble or further shamed because of that. So I would have to imagine that her instinct in that moment would be to run, or else to really sink back into the crowd and not stand up, to just sort of vanish. But she does this amazing thing, right? She actually stands right up when Jesus says, "Who touched me?" And she tells the whole truth to Jesus and to everybody who's right there. Jesus himself is amazed at her bravery. He says, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." And I think he says that in a way that everybody around hears it. And everybody knows that this is a brave and amazing thing she's done. So faith overcomes fear for this woman. And I think the same is true in a different way for Jairus. His situation's very different, of course. He can approach Jesus publicly. Maybe even others sort of make way when they see him coming. He's an important person in this society. But it's no small thing that Jairus does in asking Jesus for help. You might remember that Jesus and the local religious leaders are not getting along very well at this point, right? The scribes and the Pharisees have been in fights with Jesus publicly in this area. The scribes from Jerusalem, kind of the really high up folks in the religious establishment, have come down and decided that he's possessed by a demon and told everybody that. So for this person who's a leader in the local synagogue to set all that aside, to set aside his worries about what his peers might think or the fact that everybody else is saying this guy is crazy, to set all that aside and lay himself down at Jesus' feet and ask this poor traveling teacher to help him is actually quite a brave thing. I think it's easy to miss in there. But he does just that. He says, "Come and lay your hands on my daughter so that she may be made well and live." And that terrible news arrives while they're on the way, of course, that Jairus' daughter has died. And Jesus' response is telling. "Do not fear," he says, "only believe." He knows exactly what Jairus must be feeling in that terrible moment. And again, he calls him to faith greater than his fear. And Jairus' faith is sort of evident in his feet here, I think. He doesn't speak, but he keeps walking with Jesus. And that's all that's asked for. They're really different characters, these two, Jairus and this unnamed woman. But for both of them, faith in Jesus makes all the difference. In faith, both of them find the healing that they're after. I think you all know what comes next in this line of thinking, usually. It's easy to look at stories like this and say, well, then faith is the key. And if you have enough, you too will get whatever healing you're after. You too will find your requests granted by Jesus. The thing is, we all know it's not that simple. We all know it doesn't actually work quite that way. Miracles like the ones in our story are these examples of the kingdom of God breaking into our world. And they're every bit as mysterious and uncontrollable as that kingdom itself. There's no mathematical equation. Faith plus prayer equals all your ailments cured. It just doesn't work that way. But there is a great truth I think these stories point us to. Where faith overcomes fear, or where faith confronts our fear, there is healing possible there. When trust in God's provision, God's love, God's unshakable care meets the anxieties that we face and proves itself stronger, as it is, then something is healed in us. Something becomes whole again. We may not get the specific answers or cures that we're waiting for. Lord knows that. But in the light of faith, we might find the unknown easier to face. So I understand that might sound like I'm just telling you to try really hard and to sort of muster up this great faith to confront the fears around you. And that's not what I mean. I think faith is finally a gift. And if you are feeling low on it at a particular time or when you're facing a particular fear, I think the best thing to do is to pray. To pray for faith greater than the fears that are there in front of you. To pray for the trust in God that you need to face this day. And you know that's what the community's here for, right? We are here to pray for one another. And it's often in standing together, or singing together, or breaking bread together, that we find that faith we need for today. So we are praying for that faith this evening. The faith we need to face our fears and to keep walking with Jesus, the healer, whose compassion is never ending, whose heart is open, and whose desire is always that we and all God's people be made well. Amen. Amen.